Thank you so much for coming today. What is a game changer? That is exactly what's going to be announced today, this morning. A game changer for more than 16,000 of our high school student athletes. A game changer for the Duval County Public Schools. A game changer for our city. On behalf of Jaguars team owner Shad Khan, our team president Mark Lamping, and the entire Jaguars organization, I'd like to welcome you and our guests for this game-changing announcement. With us this morning is Mayor Lenny Curry, Superintendent Nikolai Vitti, Tim Cost, the President of Jacksonville University, Amy Jorgensen, Senior Manager for Health and Safety from the NFL, Robert Sesick, the Executive Director of the Jacksonville Sports Medicine Program, along with Michael Spiegel, who's our CEO of Brooks Rehabilitation and also a board member, and other esteemed guests, including our wonderful students, faculty from Raines, Rebalt, Andrew Jackson, and Englewood High School, as well as Baldwin Middle High School with us today for this important announcement. I'd like to introduce Dr. Kevin Kaplan, the head team physician for your Jacksonville Jaguars, who will be the MC for this event. Dr. Kaplan?
Good morning, guys. What a great day here at the stadium. This is an unbelievable event. Obviously, it's the opening of training camp, too, so there's a lot going on around here. It's really an honor to be a part of this fantastic event. High school athletics is one of the purest forms of any given sport. It has the ability to shape the lives of so many of our young athletes. I know that personally, as a former Jacksonville High School athlete, I learned about the importance of dedication, hard work, teamwork, and leadership. Having broken my ankle during high school and spending countless hours rehabbing from that injury, I also learned about perseverance and the sometimes thankless yet priceless job athletic trainers play in our high schools. As parents, coaches, and teachers, we want our student athletes to practice and play in a safe environment with access to athletic trainers and doctors in the unfortunate event of an injury. That's why this program is an amazing step toward the goal of having athletic trainers in all of our local high schools. Certified athletic trainers are essential healthcare professionals who provide a safe playing environment, evaluate injuries, implement rehabilitation programs for return to play, and provide expertise in outlining sports programs that focus on safe participation. With the vision of the Jacksonville Sports Medicine Program, educational programs sponsored by Jacksonville University, and support from the Jacksonville Jaguars and the NFL, I'm proud to introduce our speakers for today's press conference. First of all, Bob Sefcik, the Executive Director of the Sports Medicine Program. I've had the honor of working with Bob over the last 7 years, and his passion for safety for our young athletes is truly second to none. Through educational programs with physicians, athletic trainers, and athletes, Bob continues to have a positive impact on our local community. I'm proud to be part of this program, and thanks to Bob's leadership, I look forward to seeing it develop into the future. Bob?
Thank you, Dr. Kaplan. Thank you all for attending today. It is a great day. Today is extremely exciting for our young athletes in our schools. Okay. Today we launch an exciting safety initiative with our public school system that begins with 5 high schools, but will exist in all 17. While I need to keep my comments short, our message today is significant. Safety. Today we recognize the hard work efforts of those who spent countless hours discussing, revising ideas, looking for ways for this program to achieve success. Names like Mr. Larry Rogers, Mrs. Tammy Talley, who have embraced the idea to develop a comprehensive program to increase student-athlete safety. Other names like Alan Verlander, Joel Lamp, who have shared ideas, experiences, and passion in uniting our community in this effort. And likewise, all the names that I certainly cannot list individually. Our young athletes, thank you. As I step away from the podium today, this morning, we will hear from some very esteemed guests right here who also share this same commitment to our community and to safety for our children and young athletes. And likewise, I speak from the student athlete's perspective, thank you. It's equally important for me to acknowledge others within our audience who have also reached out their support to our safety initiative, including Firehouse Subs, Public Safety Foundation, Coca-Cola, and Baker Sporting Goods. Through your generous support, this program is certain to become a model of success, not only here in Jacksonville, but throughout our state and country. Our acknowledgement also extends to our community rehab clinics for their past, present, and future commitments of support to our schools. It is important for me to personally thank those: Heartland Rehab, Core Rehabilitation, Atlantic Coast Physical Therapy, Select Physical Therapy, Progressive Step Physical Therapy, and the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute for their service to our school programs. Approximately 4 years ago, Philip Fain, Tatiana Burrow, Christopher Green, all entered a program at the University of North Florida known as the Athletic Training Program. While at the same time, Melissa Angel enrolled in Dominican College in New York, and Blake German attended Shawnee State University in Ohio, all preparing themselves to become licensed healthcare providers. Today, through the work of our community, the principals of five local high schools will notify their athletic staff and parents of athletes that a new level of safety will be available to them in our schools, as we will now include a comprehensive athletic training program that will oversee the athletic health care needs of their children. It is my sincere pleasure today to officially launch Project 17, Certified Athletic Trainer Initiative, in the Duval County Public Schools.
Thanks, Bob. Michael Spiegel is the current COO of Brooks Rehabilitation and a JSMP board member. He has a background as a physical therapist in addition to a master's in health administration. He's a key member in helping to promote athletic safety in our young athletes in hopes of keeping them on the field and out of the hospital. Michael.
Thank you. I appreciate the invitation to speak today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about JSMP because I think it's an organization that many people may not be aware of. It's the Jacksonville Sports Medicine Program, and it's a community collaborative of various healthcare organizations, including Nemours, including Wilson's, Brooks. We have the Duval County School System. We have several other members. And JSMP really is focused on youth injury sports prevention. JSMP does its work through advocacy, through education, through training, a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people aren't aware of. But this has been one of its most important initiatives for many, many years. I've been on the board for about 3 years, and the effort and the strategizing to get to today started way before me. So I really want to acknowledge a lot of the work that was done prior to today. I know in talking to some folks today, some of these things look like overnight sensations, like, this program, the ideas for this just